say this. Psalm 107, verse 20.
Psalm 107, verse 20.
God sent his word.
God sent his word.
And healed them.
And healed them.
And delivered them.
And delivered them.
From all their destructions.
From all their destructions.
Say this. God has provided healing.
God has provided healing.
And deliverance.
And deliverance.
For me.
For me.
Through his written word.
Through his written word.
The word of God is medicine.
The word of God is medicine.
Say this. Proverbs 4:20.
Proverbs 4:20.
My son. Give attention to my words.
Give attention to my words.
Incline your ear to my sayings.
Incline your ear to my sayings.
Do not let them depart from your eyes.
Do not let them depart from your eyes.
Keep them in the midst of your heart.
Keep them in the midst of your heart.
For my words. Are life to those who find them.
Are life to those who find them.
And health to all their flesh.
And health to all their flesh.
Say this. God has provided health and life for me.
God has provided health and life for me.
Through his written word.
Through his written word.
What does it mean to find the word?
What does it mean to find the word?
Those who find the word.
Those who find the word.
Are those who allow the word of God.
Are those who allow the word of God.
To stay planted in their hearts.
To stay planted in their hearts.
According to Mark 4:15, Luke 8:11, and 1 Peter 1:23, the word of God is seed. Say this. According to Proverbs chapter 4.
According to Proverbs chapter 4.
I must give the word of God my attention.
I must give the word of God my attention.
And I must continually hear the word of God.
And I must continually hear the word of God.
I must not allow the word to depart from my eyes.
To depart from my eyes.
In order for the word of God.
In order for the word of God.
To stay planted in my heart.
To stay planted in my heart.
The only way the seed can do its work.
The only way the seed can do its work.
Is if it is kept in the ground and watered.
If it is kept in the ground and watered.
It may not be uprooted at any time.
It may not be uprooted at any time.
If I plant a carrot seed.
If I plant a carrot seed.
And water it.
And water it.
I believe it will grow into a carrot.
I believe it will grow into a carrot.
If I have the same faith.
If I have the same faith.
In the seed of God's word.
In the seed of God's word.
It will produce a harvest of healing in my body.
It will produce a harvest of healing in my body.
I do not have to dig up the carrot seed.
I do not have to dig up the carrot seed.
To see if it is growing.
To see if it is growing.
Once it is in the ground.
Once it is in the ground.
I know that it is growing.
I know that it is growing.
Say this. If I keep the word in my heart.
If I keep the word in my heart.
The seed will do its work.
The seed will do its work.
Health and healing will grow.
Health and healing will grow.
If I want to assess my condition.
If I want to assess my condition.
I must look at the word.
I must look at the word.
If I keep looking at my symptoms.
If I keep looking at my symptoms.
To assess the condition of my health.
To assess the condition of my health.
Then I am like the man.
Then I'm like the man.
Who keeps digging up the seed.
Who keeps digging up the seed.
To see if it has roots.
To see if it has roots.
Say this. If I do this.
If I do this.
Then I am not resting in the ability of the word.
Then I am not resting in the ability of the word.
I am in doubt and fear.
I am in doubt and fear.
I've taken my eyes off the seed.
I've taken my eyes off the seed.
And put it on my symptoms.
And put it on my symptoms.
No farmer will plant weeds and expect carrots to grow. Neither can I expect healing and health to grow if I'm sowing words of fear and doubt. God said to Adam in Genesis 2:17, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, For on the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. Death and sickness entered the world because of Adam's sin. Likewise, forgiveness and healing came into the world when Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins. Say this, why would God expect a man to stay in jail?
Why would God expect a man to stay in jail?
If the judge and jury
had declared he is innocent.
Why do we have to stay in sickness?
Why do we have to stay in sickness?
When Jesus has declared us forgiven. Isaiah 53 verse 4 says, Surely Christ has borne away our sicknesses. And carried away our pains. Yet we esteemed him stricken. Smitten by God.
And afflicted.
Say this, he was wounded for our transgressions.
He was wounded for our transgressions.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
And by his stripes we are healed. Say this, Matthew 8:16.
Christ healed all who were sick.
That it might be fulfilled. Which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Saying, Christ himself. Took our infirmities. And bore our sicknesses. Say this. If Jesus were healing the sick. Just to prove that he was God manifest in the flesh. Then only a few serious cases would have been sufficient. However,
Jesus healed all the sick.
To prove that healing was purchased. For all at the cross. Christ healed all to prove that Isaiah's prophecy about Christ the Messiah removing our sin also removed our sickness at the same time. Say this, if we have enough faith to receive our forgiveness, then we also have enough faith
to receive our healing.
Galatians 3:13 says, but Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Say this, sickness was part of the curse. For breaking God's law. Jesus took the curse of sickness in my place. For me on the cross. Say this, in 1 John 2:2.
Christ himself is the propitiation.
The payment.
For our sins.
And not for ours only. But also for the whole world. Say this, God could not legally heal anyone. Until he had forgiven all. Because sickness was a result of sin. However, sin was removed through Christ.
Therefore I do not need to bear the guilt of sickness.
Because I am forgiven. Say this, Romans 3:22.
Romans 3:22. Even the righteousness of God.
Which comes through faith in Jesus Christ.
Which comes through faith in Jesus Christ.
To all.
To all.
And on all who believe.
And on all who believe.
Say this. According to this verse.
According to this verse.
God has forgiven me for my sins.
God has forgiven me for my sins.
And he has declared.
And he has declared.
That I am righteous in his eyes.
That I am righteous in his eyes.
Because I believe in Jesus.
Because I believe in Jesus.
Say this. Verse 24 says.
Verse 24 says.
Being justified freely by God's grace.
Being justified freely by God's grace.
Through the redemption.
Through the redemption.
That is in Christ Jesus.
That is in Christ Jesus.
Say this. I have been justified freely.
I have been justified freely.
By God's grace.
By God's grace.
Because of Jesus.
Because of Jesus.
Thank God Jesus has forgiven me for my sins.
Thank God Jesus has forgiven me for my sins.
Say this. In John 1:9.
In John 1:9.
The Word of God says.
The Word of God says.
If we freely admit that we have sinned.
If we freely admit that we have sinned.
God is upright.
God is upright.
And can be depended on.
And can be depended on.
To forgive us our sin.
To forgive us our sin.
And to cleanse us.
And to cleanse us.
From all unrighteousness.
From all unrighteousness.
Say this. Why should a man have to go to prison?
Why should a man have to go to prison?
When he has been found innocent.
When he has been found innocent.
Why should I stay in sickness when God says, I am forgiven?
Why should I stay in sickness when God says, I am forgiven?
1 Corinthians 12:27 says, you are the body of Christ. Say this. I am part of the body of Christ.
I am part of the body of Christ.
When Jesus walked the earth.
When Jesus walked the earth.
Did he preach the gospel with a sick body?
Did he preach the gospel with a sick body?
No.
No.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Why should Jesus want me?
Why should Jesus want me?
To preach the gospel.
To preach the gospel.
For him.
For him.
With a sick body today.
With a sick body today.
After eating the Passover lamb in Egypt, which was an example of Jesus Christ dying on the cross, the Israelites were all healed and set free from Egyptian slavery. The Egyptians gave them all their silver and gold and jewelry when they left Egypt. Say this, Psalm 105:37.
Psalm 105:37.
He also brought them.
He also brought them.
The children of Israel.
The children of Israel.
Out of Egypt.
Out of Egypt.
With silver and gold.
With silver and gold.
And there was none feeble.
And there was none feeble.
Sick or weak.
Sick or weak.
Among his tribes.
Among his tribes.
Say this. If the Passover lamb.
If the Passover lamb
was going to be a true example of Jesus,
was going to be a true example of Jesus,
then it would have to heal the Israelites.
Then it would have to heal the Israelites
after eating it.
After eating it.
If they all got healed.
If they all got healed
through the example of Jesus.
Through the example of Jesus.
Then so can I.
Then so can I.
Through the real Jesus.
Through the real Jesus.
God revealed himself to us in the Bible through his seven names. One of the seven names is found in Exodus 15. Say this. Exodus 15:26.
Exodus 15:26.
I am the Lord who heals you.
I am the Lord who heals you.
God said my name is.
God said my name is.
I am the God who heals you.
I am the God who heals you.
The Hebrew name is Jehovah Rapha.
The Hebrew name is Jehovah Rapha.
The following statement was said by F.F. Bosworth in one of his teachings. If God ever had to cease from healing us, he would have to change his name to, I used to be the God who heals. Does anyone have the right to change God's name? Anyone who says that God no longer heals today is trying to change God's name. End of quote. Because God is the God that heals thee, he sent Jesus to heal us. The Lord Jesus himself said in John 6:38, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And Jesus also said in John 5:19, I only do what the Father tells me to do. Say this, therefore it was the Father himself.
Therefore it was the Father himself.
Who was instructing Jesus to heal.
Who was instructing Jesus to heal.
He was carrying out God's will.
He was carrying out God's will.
Jesus was the heart of the Father in action.
Jesus was the heart of the Father in action.
Jesus brought healing for everybody.
Jesus brought healing for everybody.
Say this, Luke 4:40.
Luke 4:40.
When the sun was setting.
When the sun was setting.
All those who had any that were sick.
All those who had any that were sick.
With various diseases.
With various diseases.
Brought them to Jesus.
Brought them to Jesus.
And he laid his hands on every one of them.
And he laid his hands on every one of them.
And healed them.
And healed them.
Say this, Jesus healed everyone who came to him.
Jesus healed everyone who came to him.
The following question was asked by F.F. Bosworth in one of his teachings. If you were there in that line, he would have healed you too. Because Jesus healed everyone. If Jesus would have healed you, then why would he not heal you today? End of quote. Say this, Matthew 8:16.
Matthew 8:16.
When evening had come.
When evening had come.
They brought to Jesus.
They brought to Jesus.
Many who were demon possessed.
Many who were demon possessed.
And he cast out the spirits with a word.
And he cast out the spirits with a word.
And healed all who were sick.
And healed all who were sick.
If the word of Jesus healed all who were sick then his word will still heal all who are sick today. Matthew 4:23. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to Jesus all who were ill with various diseases. Those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Matthew 9:35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 10:1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Say this. Notice this.
Notice this.
In all the multitudes that came to get healed,
in all the multitudes that came to get healed,
Jesus never told one of them,
Jesus never told one of them,
to remain sick.
To remain sick.
For the glory of God.
For the glory of God.
Luke 6:17. And Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples, and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits. And they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch Jesus, for power went out from him and healed them all. Say this,
Acts 10:38.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Who went about doing good. And healing all. Who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. Say this, God anointed Jesus to heal all. Say this, Jesus healed all. Who were oppressed by the devil. Say this, This proves the real reason. Why Jesus and the Father healed everybody.
It was because God loves everybody.
It is His compassion. That drives Him to heal. Say this. In Mark 16:15, Jesus said. To His followers.
Go into all the world.
And preach the gospel to every person. Jesus said in verse 17. In my name. They will cast out demons. In my name. They will lay hands on the sick. And they will recover. In Acts 3, Peter spoke to the paralyzed man at the gate of the temple and said, Acts 3:6, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. When Peter was asked by the Pharisees how he did the miracle, he replied, Acts 4:10, let it be known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. Acts 5:12, and through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. Acts 6:8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Notice Stephen was not one of the 12 apostles. Acts 8:5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. Notice, Philip was not one of the 12 apostles either. Acts 9:10, now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and Ananias went his way and entered the house. And laying his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. Notice that Ananias was not one of the 12 apostles of the Lord. He was an ordinary disciple. This is not talking about Ananias and Sapphira. Acts 9:34, and Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Then he arose. Acts 14:8, And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a crippled man from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking, Paul observing him intently, and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and walked. Say this, if this crippled man, could be healed by his own faith, then so can I be healed. By my own faith. Acts 19:11. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Say this, all it took, was the presence of God on the cloth, to drive out the demons, and heal the sick, Acts 5:15. So that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Notice the Lord Jesus healed many and delivered many through ordinary people. Say this, James sent this message to the church. James 5:14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him. Anointing him with oil. In the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith. Will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins. He will be forgiven. Say this. If healing was only for some people. Then James would have said. If it is the Lord's will. He will raise you up. James never said. If it is the Lord's will. He said. The prayer of faith. Will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins. He will be forgiven. Say this. Psalm 145:8. The Lord is gracious. And full of compassion. Slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all. And his tender mercies. Are over all his works. Say this. It is God's overwhelming love. For his children. That cause him. To be so abundant in mercy. God's loving heart longs to heal. And help his children. Say this. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not. For I am with you. Be not dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Say this. Psalm 103:11. For as the heavens are high above the earth.
For as the heavens are high above the earth,
so great is his mercy.
So great is his mercy.
Toward those who fear him.
Toward those who fear him.
Say this, Mark 1, verse 40.
Mark 1, verse 40.
Now a leper came to Jesus.
Now a leper came to Jesus.
Imploring him.
Imploring him.
Kneeling down to him and saying to him.
Kneeling down to him and saying to him.
If you are willing.
If you are willing.
You can make me clean.
You can make me clean.
Then Jesus.
Then Jesus.
Moved with compassion.
Moved with compassion.
Stretched out his hand and touched him.
Stretched out his hand and touched him.
And said to him.
And said to him.
I am willing.
I am willing.
Be cleansed.
Be cleansed.
And as soon as he had spoken.
And as soon as he had spoken.
Immediately the leprosy left him.
Immediately the leprosy left him.
And he was cleansed.
And he was cleansed.
Notice how his heart of compassion moved him to heal the man. Say this, Matthew 14, 14.
Matthew 14, 14.
And when Jesus went out.
And when Jesus went out.
He saw a great multitude.
He saw a great multitude.
And he was moved with compassion for them.
And he was moved with compassion for them.
And healed their sick.
And healed their sick.
Matthew 20, 29. Now as they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed Jesus. And behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Say this, Matthew 12, verse 15.
Matthew 12, verse 15.
And great multitudes followed Jesus.
And great multitudes followed Jesus.
And he healed them all.
And he healed them all.
Say this, Matthew 14, verse 14.
Matthew 14, verse 14.
And when Jesus went out.
And when Jesus went out.
He saw a great multitude.
He saw a great multitude.
And he was moved with compassion for them.
And he was moved with compassion for them.
And healed their sick.
And healed their sick.
Say this, over and over again.
Over and over again.
Jesus was moved with compassion.
Jesus was moved with compassion.
And healed the sick.
And healed the sick.
If he does not heal the sick today.
If he does not heal the sick today.
Then clearly he is no longer a God of compassion.
Then clearly he is no longer a God of compassion.
In Mark 5, a man possessed by a legion of demons, who lived on his own among the tombs, had snapped the chains that he was bound with, was crying out with a loud voice, cutting himself with stones. The Lord Jesus cast the demons out of him and gave him clothes to wear. The man wanted to follow Jesus. Notice what Jesus said to the man in Mark 5, verse 19. Say this, Mark 5, verse 19.
Mark 5, verse 19.
Jesus did not permit him to go with him.
Jesus did not permit him to go with him.
But said to him.
But said to him.
Go home to your friends.
Go home to your friends.
And tell them what great things.
And tell them what great things.
The Lord has done for you.
The Lord has done for you.
And how he had compassion on you.
And how he had compassion on you.
Notice Jesus acknowledges how much compassion he has for those who are suffering. In verse 20. And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. Say this, how can a man expect to receive God's mercy?
How can a man expect to receive God's mercy?
If from his heart,
if from his heart,
he rejects God's will for his life.
He rejects God's will for his life.
He should not expect to receive anything.
He should not expect to receive anything.
Let's pray and receive the health that Jesus has bought for us. Say this, Mark 11 verse 24.
Mark 11 verse 24.
The Lord Jesus said.
The Lord Jesus said.
Therefore I say to you.
Therefore I say to you.
Whatever things you ask.
Whatever things you ask.
When you pray.
When you pray.
Believe that you receive them.
Believe that you receive them.
And you will have them.
And you will have them.
Say this, John 16 verse 23.
John 16 verse 23.
The Lord Jesus said.
The Lord Jesus said.
Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you.
Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you.
Ask.
Ask.
And you will receive.
And you will receive.
That your joy may be full.
That your joy may be full.
If you are ready to pray, say this prayer with me. If you are not ready to pray as yet, listen to the CD over a few more times, and then join in the prayer whenever you are ready to do so. Say this, Dear Father in heaven,
Dear Father in heaven,
the Lord Jesus said,
The Lord Jesus said,
Whatever I ask you for,
whatever I ask you for,
I must believe that I receive it.
I must believe that I receive it.
When I pray.
When I pray.
Therefore, Father.
Therefore, Father.
I receive from you now.
I receive from you now.
The healing Jesus bought for me.
The healing Jesus bought for me.
When he died on the cross.
When he died on the cross.
I receive complete healing.
I receive complete healing.
For my whole body.
For my whole body.
Now.
Now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Now write down the date and the time you received your healing. Say this. Now after prayer is over.
Now after prayer is over.
I believe I have it according to Mark 11, 24.
I believe I have it according to Mark 11, 24.
Because I received it on.
Because I received it on.
Say the date. At.
At.
Now say the time. When I prayed.
When I prayed.
The Lord Jesus said in John 16, 23.
The Lord Jesus said in John 16, 23.
Whatever I ask the Father for in his name.
Whatever I ask the Father for in his name.
I will receive.
I will receive.
That my joy may be full.
That my joy may be full.
I know that faith is in my heart.
I know that faith is in my heart.
Because I am acting.
Because I am acting.
Only on the word.
Only on the word.
I know that faith is in my heart.
I know that faith is in my heart.
Because my total assurance.
Because my total assurance.
Rests on the word.
Rests on the word.
And nothing else is necessary.
And nothing else is necessary.
Now, if you have or have not yet experienced any change in this condition of your body, continue to praise God because the Word of God says you are healed. Joshua and the children of Israel praised God while the walls of Jericho were still standing, simply because God said, I have given you the city. They were acting as though they had already conquered the city, when there was no visible evidence to prove what God said. Jonah was swallowed by a whale because he refused to preach God's word in Nineveh. Jonah repented and asked God to save him. In Jonah 2 verse 7, Jonah says, When I had lost all hope, I turned my thoughts once more to the Lord, and my earnest prayer went out to you in your holy temple. 9, but I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill all my vows, for my salvation comes from the Lord alone. 10, then the Lord ordered the fish to spit up Jonah on the beach, and it did. Jonah was surrounded by seaweed and rotting fish in the acid of the whale's belly. After losing all hope, he decided to pray and ask God to save him. He promises to go and preach in Nineveh. After Jonah had finished praying, nothing changed. He was still in the whale's belly. He had no way of knowing what the fish was doing. Even so, Jonah praised and worshipped God with songs of thanks for having rescued him. Yes, Jonah thanked God for having answered his prayer. He praised God from the time he prayed until the time the whale opened its mouth on the beach. In 2 Chronicles 20, King Jehoshaphat of Judah was surrounded by three mighty kings, outnumbered dozens to one. The small army of Judah prayed together, and then they began to march out to war singing, "The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever." When they arrived at the battlefield, their enemy was dead. They had killed themselves. The Bible says, from the time they began to praise God, God fought for them against